Hey guys, my name is Veena Gurumahesh Parangi. Today I am going to talk about Indian Ayurveda. Ayurveda, also called a pseudo-scientific medicine, it is believed that this is the transmission of medical knowledge from gods to sages and then to human physicians. Therapies are typically based on complex herbal compounds, minerals and metal substances. Ancient Ayurveda texts, which are written in Sanskrit, also taught surgical techniques including rhinoplasty, kidney stone extraction, sutures and extraction of foreign objects. Shushruta, he is a great ancient surgeon and the philosopher considered as a father of surgery and father of plastic surgeon even today also. He used to teach and practice medicine around 600 BC years ago. He is disciple of Dhanvantri, who is recognized as the Lord Deity of Ayurveda. The most compilations of his techniques and work are presently available in treatise called Shushruta Samhita. This contains actually 184 chapters and descriptions of 1120 illnesses, 700 medicinal plants, 64 preparations from mineral sources and 57 preparations based on animal sources. Shushruta believed to be the earliest surgeon of 600 BC years ago. Ayurveda developed during Vedic period, that is from 1500 to 500 BCE. In this, dosha balance is emphasized and suppressing natural urges is considered unhealthy and claimed to lead to illness. Three elemental doshas are Vata, Pitta and Kapha. Vata is characterized by the mobile nature of wind energy. Pitta is nature of fire energy and Kapha is nature of water energy. All three elements are found in everyone and everything on the earth, but in different proportions. The ratio of these three elements make our optimal health and influence on our physical, mental and emotional character. Ayurveda divided into 8 components. Ayurveda is actually divided into 8 components. One is Kaya Chikitsa. Kaya Chikitsa, nothing but general medicine or medicine of the body. Number 2 is Kaumara Bhartya. Kaumara Bhartya is nothing but pediatrics. Discussion about prenatal and postnatal care of baby and mother, methods of conception, choosing the child's gender, intelligence and constitution, and childhood diseases. Number 3 is Salya Tantra. Salya Tantra means surgical techniques and extraction of foreign objects. Then comes Shalakya Tantra. Shalakya Tantra means treatments of ailments affecting ear, eyes, nose, mouth, etc. It is nothing but ENT. Then comes Bhuta Vidya. Bhuta Vidya means treatment of psychological ailments like psychologists. Then comes the Agada Tantra or Vishagara Virodha Tantra, includes subjects about epidemics, toxins in animals, vegetables and minerals. The next one is Rasayana Tantra. Rasayana Tantra means rejuvenation and tonics for increasing lifespan, intellect and strength. Then comes the Vajikarana Tantra. Vajikarana Tantra means aphrodisiacs and treatment for increasing the value and availability of semen and sexual pleasure. It also deals with infertility problems and spiritual development. Then comes next episode. Thank you.